with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. It's the Independence Day edition, and we're glad you're tuning in. Hope you're at your cottage or out in your backyard getting ready to throw down on that grill or that smoker or even a deep fryer. Did some deep fried fish this last week, Bob. They actually turned out pretty good. But I'm not a huge guy in deep fry because it makes me kind of get indigestion. I can never get all the oil off them enough. Maybe I try them at 375 is what I tried. Usually it's 350. I thought I might heat it up and might crisp them up a little bit. But for whatever reason, I eat them two or three times after I have them. And it's just like I love them when I'm going, you know, but the indigestion. I'm grease intolerant.
Maybe you, you've got a grease phobia.
It all depends who I'm hanging out with. But, hey, you know, the number one thing that people try to grill and struggle with the most that we hear about is generally a rack of ribs.
Yeah.
So there's different kinds of ribs, racks out there. We'll break that down maybe a little bit, and then I want to give some tips and techniques on, hey, if you're looking to do a rack of ribs for the Independence Day weekend, maybe we can give some tips.
Well, and I think it's important to do this because it just seems like in conversations that I have with people who figure out who I am or just listen to the show or have been listening forever and never talk to us or whatever, just the one thing that seems to always come up is, man, I still struggle with ribs. I'm just not. And I usually ask them immediately, what are you cooking on? And invariably, it's the same thing. It's a very basic gas grill. Mm-hmm. And I think we all know that the average guy has a gas grill, and that's his primary grill for almost everything,
sure,
right? So let's do it on the assumption that it's your very it's a basic gas grill. So you probably got a couple burners, I'm thinking, and they might
go side to side.
They might go front to back. Either way, if you've got dual burner controls, it's great because you can turn one of your burners on and put your ribs on the other side, and that's called indirect grilling. And what you want to do is to prep that rib is flip it over so that the bones are showing and take a butter knife underneath. And you get in between. If you notice, there's like a membrane on there. And you got to get that butter knife underneath that membrane between the bone and the membrane and kind of run it along that bone until you can pry it up and get underneath it. And then take a paper towel in your hand because these things are slimy. Grab it with a paper towel in your fingers and then slowly peel that thing back. When you get that back, it'll allow the flavor and the smoke to penetrate the meat better. So flip it back over. And slather some yellow mustard on it, cheap yellow mustard, basic.
And why am I doing that?
I don't know. It's tradition.
Well,
it helps the seasoning stick to it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that membrane on the back is going to come off in a sheet, and it's going to be a long rectangular sheet when you're done. Obviously, you throw that away, but it opens up the pores on the underside of the meat. The ribs are arched, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're ribs. So there's the crown side, that's the meat side, and then there's the cupped side, which is the bone side, that membrane's on that bone side. Now, before we get too much farther, there's spare ribs and there's baby back ribs. Maybe we talk about the distinction between those.
Yeah, they're $2 a pound.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. But what it is they're higher on the animal. They're up near the pork loin is where the baby back ribs are. And as you go down the rib cage towards the belly of the animal, the bacon's on the bottom. And what's between the bacon and the baby back ribs are the spare ribs, right?
So when they say you're eating high on the hog, that's those baby back ribs.
That's exactly
right.
That's
where the phrase comes from. So it doesn't matter which one you're doing. You got to cook them all the same way.
Right.
It's just that the baby backs are going to have a lot more meat on them, right? So they might take a little longer.
Right, because what you're looking at is as that baby back gets up towards the top, you got that pork loin that runs along the top of the hog, and the butcher will take part of that loin and leave it on the top of those ribs, and that's the meat cap that you get on baby back ribs is actually part of the pork loin that's up there. When you get farther down, the spare ribs, that loin is not there, and you're getting just truly rib meat.
And then if you do buy spare ribs, you're going to notice that they're very wide and very big. On the bottom of it is a little bit of brisket meat and the riblets. So right. If you want St. Louis-style ribs, you'll take your knife and you'll cut them out so that you have a nice rectangular shape. If you want to just cook the whole thing the way it is, that's just fine, too. There's nothing wrong with it because there's good meat down there. But it's a tougher meat, and it's going to need a little more work. So we'll go through that. So in terms of seasoning for ribs, what do you like?
You know, I like to dry rub them, so that mustard that we put on there is very light, but I only use it for the tackiness of it so that my seasoning sticks to the ribs. And I'm not a big spicy, hot spicy guy. I like a lot of flavor. I like some paprika, some sugars, brown sugars that are in my rubs. So I would buy just a commercial sweet pork rub, and there's hundreds of them out there.
Like along the lines of maybe a Kansas City style.
Right, and read the ingredients. If the first ingredient is sugar, you've got a sweeter rub. If the first one is like a cayenne pepper, you're going to get a hotter rub, okay? But try a couple of them, whatever your taste is.
Yeah, your first two ingredients are generally going to be sugar and salt.
Right.
And about any of those. Just buy them. If it's too hot for you, dilute it down with some sugar or whatever, and you'll use it.
Right.
Because you're only talking $7 or $8 a bottle, right? And there's a lot of good ones out there. So you can make them if you want. We probably have some recipes on the website. But honestly, I buy almost all my rubs. I don't try and make them anymore just because it's convenient.
Right.
I'm busy. I don't need to reinvent everything.
So let's talk.
I even buy my tires for my car. I know I could invent the wheel,
right,
but I just buy them.
So let's talk about the amount of seasoning that goes on the rib.
Go easy on them.
Right. Exactly. You don't need to kill it. You want to enhance the flavor of the pork. You don't want to hide the flavor of the pork. Liken it to this. Have you ever stood in the elevator when a woman gets on and she's just got a hint of perfume on and you go,
easy.
And then the next
easy.
One that walks in has taken a bath in her perfume and you're like, oh, man, what's she trying to cover up?
Marge.
Right. So
okay, so put those ribs on the grill, not in the elevator. Put them on the jeez, I'm sorry about that.
You get the picture, though, right?
A little bit of seasoning.
Right. So you put them on
those,
the grill.
Put those ribs on the side that the flame is not on. So if you've got two burners, three burners, put it on the cooler side. Shut the lid. Now if you're going to smoke them, you're going to have to get a little smoker box on there and put some wood chips. Or some people will even just lay some sticks right on their burner, some pieces of oak or hickory or something like that. You're going to have a mess, but you want to get some real smoke in there if you're burning with a gas grill.
Correct.
If it's a kettle grill, a basic charcoal grill, you got her made. You just push all your coals to one side, put your rack, put your grate back on, and put your ribs on the cooler side.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to throw some flavor wood on top of your coals. Either way, what you want to do is keep your lid closed and have that smoke foil around your ribs for 2 hours, at least an hour's worth of smoke. If you're not smoking after an hour, it's okay. You don't need to keep adding wood to it.
Right.
But after about 2.5 hours, you should be about to the point, if you're running about 275, you should be running 250 to 275 on your temp. But after about 2.5 hours, you should be to the point where you have somewhere around 1/2 inch of bone sticking out.
And what do you mean by that is the meat retracts from the end of the bone and it starts to expose itself. That indicates because when it cooks, it shrinks.
He exposes right? himself in the elevator. So
only with girls with a lot of perfume.
So then what you want to do is wrap them in foil and put them back in for about another hour and use the tong test to find out if they're done. Pick them up by the end with a set of tongs and hold them out and extend them out. And as they start to bend down, if you notice that the meat is starting to break away, they're done.
Right.
Then you pull them out of the foil. You set them on the fire. You crisp them up just a little bit, and you slather a little bit of sauce and finish it off that way for just a couple seconds.
Yeah, no more than like 10 minutes with that sauce. Maybe you hit it two or three times lightly.
2 or 3 minutes.
With a glaze, you just want to get them tacky.
You don't want to blacken it up.
Right? Yeah, well, coming up next, speaking of foiling things, we might be talking about some side dishes that you can do. Here again, we're going to make them ahead of time, throw them on when we're ready to cook. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
America, America,